The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Today is going to be a really unique, cool episode. I've got an old friend from high school who happens to be a chiropractor now. He's the owner of Middle Georgia Total Health, Mr. Dustin Smith. What's up? Am I supposed to call you Dr. Smith now?
Oh, people do, but this is kind of what
I'm going to call you Dr. Smith. I feel like you've earned it.
Hey, that's it. That's it. You know, people go up, they call me that, and I don't feel like I am because, I mean, it's just me. I'm just Dustin. But, you know, I am a chiropractor, so I am kind of a doctor, I guess.
Do you remember when we was in high school and we used to have to call the principal Dr. Long? I never thought that she needed to be called Dr. Long, but you actually being a doctor, I'm calling you Dr. Smith. She don't listen to this show. I'll be honest. I don't even know if she's alive.
I think she is now. She is a superintendent now.
Oh, so, of course she is. Yes, yes. Well, she's not listening to this show. So. And if she is, there's bigger problems with the school system than I know. Well, dude, I appreciate it. If y'all didn't hear, in the past 2 months, Dustin has been a sponsor of the show as well. He actually told me last time we talked that you actually had somebody come in to get an adjustment or whatever that had listened to the show and actually said that I referred them. I thought that was pretty cool.
And I told you, I said that, you know, I've done a lot of advertising with a lot of different people. And, I mean, I know it's brought people in, but that's one thing that somebody came in, they actually said, I heard, you know, Josh, I listened to Josh Terry Podcast, and I heard him talking about you. Now I've been having some issues, and I just needed to come in. And now it's her, it's her fiancé. It's, you know, people she works with, and so it's kind of grown from there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just unique in the way that I'm sitting here complaining about how bad my back hurts all the time, and anytime I go to you, like, I have to go to him pretty regularly. You get me right. And that's where, like, I've never trusted chiropractors because, like, I just feel like something's going to break. You make me feel comfortable.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. That I have to make you feel comfortable as far as that goes. You know, that is something that I have people come in and they'll be, you know, all nervous. Oh, my neck. I don't want you to touch my neck, you know, or about this or that. Or they may have seen something on social media that has gone viral about somebody having an issue and something happening, which happened here not long ago. And, you know, of course, I have people ask me about that. You're not going to break my neck? I said, no, you know.
Somebody got their neck broke.
I never really read the article. I kind of like skimmed, but it was some kind of congenital anomaly that this person had. And so it's, you know, like one
in a defect that they had that the doctor didn't know about.
Yeah, yeah. You know, fluke things are going to happen. When that happens, people, you know, I'll say, well, you know, how many adverse reactions are there to medications that people are given on a daily basis?
You Absolutely.
Know, way more than that happens every now and then. So, you know, that is something though, but being comfortable, relaxing, that makes for a lot better adjustment as far as that goes. Cause I am having to work with bones and muscles and that type of stuff. So obviously if you come in all stiff and stove up, that's not going to be good for me or you.
So. Yeah, I trust you enough that I let you do Gracie a while ago to adjust her a little bit while we're sitting there getting the microphones right. So that says it. I don't like Gracie might think she's my test dummy. But like, there's some things I'm just like, you know what? I'm not gonna let her do. But you know, I mean, I trust what you do.
I adjusted my son the day he was born. You know, as a baby.
The day he was born,
I adjusted my son. Yeah.
Why did you adjust him the day he was born?
Well, I mean, the birthing process of, you know, it was a C-section. Okay. But still, I mean, you're getting tugged and pulled and out of the birthing process. If it was a natural birth, would have been a lot more traumatic as far as being pulled through, you know, being birthed. How PG do we got to be?
We don't. Yeah, I'm keeping it clean because of you. You can say whatever the hell you need to.
the birthing process, just being pulled through the canal, you know, that's traumatic in itself. And, you know, a lot of times they suction and pull and everything else. So you can have issues just as a baby being born, you know.
I did not know that.
I see babies who are months old, who are having colicky issues and, you know, fussy about this, or they won't feed on one side or the other because they can't turn their head. I see that in the office right now, you know. So I just month-old babies, day-old babies, up to had a patient who was in their late 90s, was probably the oldest patient that I have.
So, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
When you sit here and describe it to me, it makes sense. Like the birthing process and the spine not being, I guess, exactly how you would want it to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Seems like it almost needs to be like a requirement.
I mean,
that all children would get it.
I agree with that.
Like it makes sense though, because you would think, because I'm one of these believers in like, there's certain things that happen to us as children, like as far as medicines go, birthing process, other things that I think it has a long-term effect on you.
Well, toddlers walking, learning how to walk. How many times you fall? You know, think if you walk around and fail as many times as you fail learning how to walk, if you fail now, how would you be?
I'm still trying to learn how to walk.
Time to time, I see this from every now and then on your TikToks.
I will fall or not walk straight for a couple of days sometimes.
But you know, you think about that, but as we're younger, our bodies bounce back a lot faster. And so, you know, a toddler learning how to walk may have, just say, a hitch in his giddy up. You know, he may not walk exactly right, but he can't tell you, hey, I'm hurting right here. He's just going to walk. Yeah. He's just going to do it however the best way he can. But as we get older and can talk about it, we can say, man, I'm walking, but I'm hurting right here, you know. A toddler may not be able to. A toddler may come, you know, the mama may say, come in, well, you know, they're dragging their left foot or something like that. You know, you can feel their little hips and all that kind of stuff. I mean, my son's now 4, and I adjust him probably once a month. I get him on the table and get him to lay there long enough and get him, you know, adjusted. Now, my daughter, she's in 8th grade now, and she's gymnastics, cheerleading, flipping and flopping, all that kind of stuff. I adjust her pretty regular as well, you know, because of that. Because as much as she flips and flops and lands and all that kind of stuff, you know, that's something that I adjust in pretty regular as well. In the practice, athletes, football players, you know, softball players, baseball players, all that kind of stuff, check them out. So I see them a pretty good bit too as well, you know.
I know one of the things that I like have paid attention to the past probably several years, my back's hurt for like the longest time. And after you get a hold of it, it doesn't hurt for a good period of time. But I think a lot of it came from sports. And I think that where now you see like these professional athletes that have a routine almost daily of not just being adjusted, but like the other things that they do to keep their body at peak physical condition, it would make sense for high schools, middle schools, anything that's an athletic program to almost have a chiropractor on staff.
Yeah.
Like to constantly checking folks and making adjustments. Because I don't know about you, but I still hurt from 2002 to 2006 from weightlifting, football, baseball, everything. There's still stuff that hurts, and I know that's where it comes from.
there's, you know, and one thing that you see now that maybe you don't see as much as what used to be is the way sports and stuff are done now, they're year long.
Yeah.
You know, travel baseball, year long. Softball, year long. They have traveled. Now I'm seeing they're having travel football teams that are playing football all the time. You know, when we were coming up, you'd play a sport, you'd have a break. You'd go out to the rec and you'd play a sport and you'd have a break. Now with the year-long stuff, you're seeing a lot more issues and injuries from athletes for that exact reason, because they're playing these sports all the time and not getting checked out like that. But, you know, I feel like more coaches, more parents are starting to see benefits in that. And, you know, I do see a good many athletes from time to time, depending on what, you know, right now seeing some here in Cochrane, football players, you know, softball players, you know. And I was picking with actually one today. They're region champs for this year. They've locked that in already. And I was picking with somebody in Eastman. I was like, you know why Cochrane's region champs? I see half the softball team and the coaches.
It makes sense, though.
But it does. It makes a big difference, because you get everything adjusted and lined up. You're working at peak performance.
Yeah.
You know, everything, you're not as tight, so your response time's a lot faster. You know, you got better reflexes and everything across the board.
Yeah, I just it's one of those things that you can tell too. You can tell an automatic, like, right away difference.
Yeah.
And I guess you go to some doctors or whatever and they give you some medicine if you got a headache or you got a stomach ache or whatever. Still takes a period of time for, you know, to get the feeling better. But one thing I love about what you do is it's like right away. If I walk in there and my back's hurting, by the time I leave, my back's not hurting.
Yeah. And it happens like that sometimes, but then sometimes it takes multiple visits to get people loosened up and being able to tell a big difference. You know, I love the fact when people come in and I can adjust them, or they got a headache and I can give them adjustment, and it's like, before they walk out the door, they're like, man, my headache's already gone. You know, that's the times I'm like, yeah, you know.
Well, one of the things, like, I've read about kind of what you do, because I always try to look up shit, but you got muscle memory anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're going to have to keep going to you. If you have a problem now, I don't think it's ever going to probably be worked out, because you've let it get to that point. So you're going to have to keep getting adjusted.
And that's what I tell people. I hear it all the time. Well, man, I just thought it was going to get better. And, you know, does it sometimes on a few people? Rarely it does get better on its own. But for the majority, the sooner you get in, the better, because of that exact reason. That muscle memory, once it gets established, you've got to work against that muscle memory to retrain those joints and those muscles to say, well, I don't need to be the way I've been being. I need to be this way. Yeah. You know, just like athletes throwing a baseball or quarterbacks throwing a football, they create that memory where they can almost do it in their sleep, three-step drop, throw the ball. You know, the pitching process, wind up pitch, you train yourself so that you can do that stuff almost in your sleep. And that's basically what we do, you know, with that muscle memory. Once you've got it, you've got to fight against that to retrain that stuff to stay like it's supposed to.
And I've found it like crazy, the fact that I've tried everything. I've tried the heating pads. I've tried the little thing that the yoga people do that you roll around on. Mm-hmm. That big stupid ass ball that I tried one time before I just broke down. I was like, I've got to go to a chiropractor. Like, I've tried all these things to get it to where it was supposed to be. But one of the things that I very quickly found out was those things are made for generic problems.
Yeah.
Like, they're made for an issue that maybe it'll solve, but you being hands-on, you actually can probably real quick. You said, told Gracie a while ago, with 1 minute of having your hands on a lower back, like, you could tell there was already something there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Gracie, if she wasn't such a chicken shit, she'd probably be feeling a whole lot better right now.
She did try to fight me just a little bit.
Well, I know so. She did. I am so surprised, by the way, that she even lasted for the minute and a half that she was on that table. And I'm sure her mama's fixing to tear my hide up whenever she gets here from making her do that. But The fact that you figured something out or knew that there was something wrong that quick or something off, I guess, maybe not wrong is the right word, and knew exactly what you needed to do, I like that. Because I guess the generic problem fixers, I think some of them could even probably cause you more issues.
Well, yeah, in some aspects it can, you know, well, like you say, it helps the generic type stuff.
Yeah.
You know, rolling on some of that stuff, it will get some movement. You'll hear some pops, you'll hear some cracks. But a lot of when it comes to an adjustment, you know, I'm feeling for a certain area, and a lot of times I got to put a certain torque on that joint to get that joint to move like it needs to move. Like with hips or low back, you know, getting those SI joints right in the right position and a little bit of thrust to get that movement. Same way with necks. You got to turn that head and bend it at a certain way, and you align a drive through that specific segment, gets that one area right there to move. So, yeah, you know, the things that you see, the balls, you know, the wheels, all this kind of stuff, it can help, but it's, yeah.
I'd rather have somebody target what they thought was my problem, I guess is what I'm saying.
The area of issue.
Before I do something stupid and mess something else up.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in saying that, you know, if you're somewhere and you can't get to a chiropractor and you're needing to see me and you can't get there, that may get you fixed. That may help you to deal with that issue a little bit more, but ultimately getting that specific stuff fixed is going to be what's going to help you in the long run.
I went to Texas earlier this year, and I had a 13-hour drive there, a 13-hour drive back. And I wanted to call – I would have flown you out to Texas when I got there. From sitting on my butt for 13 hours straight and not taking a break and just driving, my lower back – and it's like I knew. I was like, if Dustin was here, I'd be okay.
Yeah, yeah. And disclaimer, I will take flights to places if people need me. I'm just kidding.
He also, me. Disclaimer is you're going to pay. I wouldn't do it free. No. I wouldn't even do it. The rate would be extremely high. But no. You know, that's just the trust thing, though. I thought about it when I got there. I was like, maybe I'll hit up somebody else to, like, because my lower back is what bothers me so bad.
Yeah.
And my shoulders. And I was like, you know, I'm going to hit up somebody. But then I was like, you know what's going to happen? They're not going to hit that spot.
Familiar with
They're not going to hit that familiar spot. And then I'm just going to be pissed.
That's, you know, some buddies that I was in school with, you know, their family adjusted professional athletes.
Yeah.
And they legit would get flown places. Like, you know, if they're traveling with this football team to wherever this football team is going, and they're going to be adjusting the people on that football team. You know, or they're adjusting this person and they're going to go wherever that person's at, you know? So yeah, it is once I get familiar with your body or your body get used to me adjusting you, things do a lot better. Yeah. Cause it is a trust. You know, you develop that with, you know, with my patients. I had a business partner up until here recently, and we kind of went our separate ways. And so I'm kind of doing stuff on my own now. And some of his patients are now seeing me, you know, and it would go back and forth even when we were in practice together, where if I wasn't there, he was there. You know, some of my patients would come in and they realized I wasn't there. They said, well, I'll just wait till tomorrow, you know, when I'd be back, and they would wait to see me, and they would only see me, you know, so it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense. By the way, I don't know how this slipped my mind to tell you listeners right now, But in a few minutes, after we run our mouths a little bit more, he tells us more about his practice and himself. Y'all are going to get to hear him adjust me. That's what's going to be cool about this show is we got the mic set up to where you're going to get here to cracks, the pops, probably me bitch a little bit, or whine anyway. Because some of those noises, they scare me. But then you just got to let the scared be gone. And you're like, oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. That'll be for sure, for sure.
So what is your plans with now that you have the practice and everything by yourself?
Well, backstory. Right now, I'm actually in the process of going to nurse practitioner school as well. So right now, I'm an RN and also a chiropractor, but working on nurse practitioner. So kind of end goal, what the end goal in the practice is to be able to kind of take care of people.
All the way around.
All the way around, yeah. So if you come in and to get an adjustment and – you know, you've been gone for too long. You come in spasmed up real bad, can't really do anything with it. I can send you home with some muscle relaxers or something like that instead of trying to adjust you, stim you, get you adjusted in the office and only do that and say, but this doesn't get better. You may need to go see a good urgent care or something like that and have to leave for me and go there and see them and pay them and everything else. It would kind of be like a one-stop shop.
That's
I can
cool.
see you
I
there,
like that.
Get that taken care of completely there.
So you can give me Adderall then?
Well.
I have ADD. I have a legit problem.
Some of the controlled substances nurse practitioners can't deal with. So I would kind of.
I don't know any of those rules.
I'm
used to me and you being from Eastman to where you go to the right doctor, meth. it's definitely not him. It's definitely not him. You would have to be from where we're from to get that joke. but I do like it. I didn't know the difference in what a nurse practitioner would add on to it.
Yeah. So basically, I can do... As a nurse, if you came in sick too, antibiotics, anything like that.
I always need
stuff,
antibiotics for something.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not coming to see you for some of that stuff. I promise you.
That's down the road. That's a process that I'm working on that will be over the next year or so.
Okay.
But right now, we do have a massage therapist that rents a room from us in the office. I have an office in Eastman, which is about 10 minutes down the road from Cochran, and I also have an office in Cochran. So I'm in Eastman 3 days a week, and I'm in Cochran 2 days a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday in Eastman, Tuesday and Thursday in Cochran.
You had a doctor here that trusted y'all enough to take over his practice, didn't you?
Yes, he contacted us, and he was like, he was retiring, he was moving out of town. And he wanted his people to be taken care of. And I'd adjusted him at a function some years ago and I guess made a lasting experience with him. And he was like, he adjusted me. I know how he adjusts. So he called and was like.
And he was like the only chiropractor here in Cochran, right? Like
there was
a
another one.
Time.
There was another one, but she retired a few years, even more years back. And so he was here by himself for a while. And, I'm the one that's here right now. So,
cool.
And I'm seeing people here, but also, if I'm not here and you need to be seen, I'm in Eastman. So I'm somewhere. I've got my Eastman people who will come to Cochran and see me up here. And I've got Cochran people who will come to Eastman and see me there when I'm there. So, you're only talking 15 minutes down the road. So
for everybody that has listened to this show that has heard me tell a stupid story about me and Lee Tucker going to a massage parlor and like getting a deep tissue massage. Can you explain what would be the difference in that if they were going to get the services from your massage therapist?
Probably a lot more professional.
Trust me, it was unprofessional.
So yes, 100% professional at my office.
I was just trying to make the point of I know that there's a difference.
Yeah. So people have asked her, are you a masseuse? And she's like, no, I'm a massage therapist. So she deals with specific issues of low back pain, this and that. You're not going to have the they're
very unclassy at the other place.
Yeah. So
I've had what they call a deep tissue massage, but I've also had an actual massage therapist do it before, and it's a huge difference.
That's right.
I just thought that you could probably describe it so much better from trash actually, this is going to make you feel good.
The right way. So she's going to work specific areas that, you know, in the low back, and a lot of times me and her talk, you know, this patient's coming in with, you know, pain in the left SI joint or left low back. So she'll work. She does the whole back, but then she'll really focus on certain areas like that. And, just a different bit of professionalism and everything else. You're not going to have happy ending type stuff. I mean,
the $50 foot massage poster on the wall. It's not even a poster. It's literally a sheet of printer paper. It is like, for $50 extra, you can get no, it's not a foot massage. There'll be none of that there.
Lord.
I'm ready to get adjusted. I'm not nervous about it. I want it to pick up real well. I know it's going to. So, how about this, folks? Real quick, while I'm setting the rest of the stuff up, tell them real fast again, name of the practice, the phone numbers, or however, the best way to get in touch with you.
Yeah. All right. So it is Middle Georgia Total Health Center. The Eastman address is 285 Plaza Avenue, Eastman, Georgia. The Cochran address is 126 North 2nd Street, Cochran, Georgia. The phone number, which the Cochran office still calls Eastman. So basically we have two numbers, but this one number gets you in touch with the main hub, which will then send out to Cochran. It's 478-374-6011.
And I'll tell y'all what too, the fact that, like, Dustin has sponsored the show before, that me and him are buddies. If you go get adjusted from him and Cochran, look me up on social media and swing by the studio and talk about your adjustment. Besides for me just sitting here bragging on him, some of y'all swing by here, just let me know beforehand. And because I want to hear it really, I really like the fact that somebody brought my name up going in there. That means what I'm doing is working. But I want to hear, like, other people talk about how it made them feel, because I know that it works for me. And I know in a few minutes after, you know, you get over here and crack my spine, that I'll feel a whole lot better, because I am tight. Right now, my lower back has been killing. There's a knot somewhere in there, and you can just feel it. It's horrible.
That's right. For sure. You know, I am on social media, like Facebook. We've got a group on Facebook, Middle Georgia Total Health Center. My name's Dustin Smith as well. I'm on there.
We're going to help your social media presence, because that's one of the things that in a few minutes, when we turn the live on TikTok and the videos we'll get from the adjustments, hot kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a thing that's going around social media and everything now. There's no reason why you shouldn't utilize it as a tool.
And watching this stuff on social media of the adjustments and stuff, I'm like, man, I do that. That's what I do on a daily, you know.
These doctors, whether it's a chiropractor or it's a plastic surgeon or whoever, they have become geniuses with marketing. So all you got to do, make yourself sound cool. You're already cool.
Heck yeah.
I mean, you're already taking care of the best of the best around here. You know what I'm saying? And there's no reason why you shouldn't use that stuff as a tool.
That's right.
I use it. Hell, I hate doing most of that shit, but it works for me. And you actually have a talent. I just know how to talk. Well, let's pause this for a second. Let's go over there and get adjusted. So y'all hold tight for 2 seconds and get ready to hear some good stuff.
All right, so we got the table set up here. We're about to get Josh on the table, and I'm going to kind of start checking everything out as far as what's going on.
I have a mic down here by my face, too. So.
All right, so you talked about earlier you kind of had some low back stuff going on.
I think you'll feel it, like, right away.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to kind of come over, step over, and kind of start feeling of your back and everything and see what's going on. First off, I'll check your feet out. And kind of see, so I use looking at you kind of helps me tell what's going on with your hips.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, right in here in this left SI joint, I kind of feel a little tension. This leg was short, but when I come up and kind of stress this joint, it balances your leg out.
I got one leg shorter than the other.
So, well, you got torque in that pelvis, right, which draws a leg to appear like it's short. And that's actually something that talked about with a patient today who had been told she had a short leg. And is that everything picking up?
Yeah, I'm just making sure. Yeah, we're recording. Everything's right, good.
So today I had a patient who came in who said, the PT said she had a short leg. So they threw a lift in her shoe. Well, in reality, she had torque in her pelvis, which made her leg appear like it was short. And so here it is for the last 20 years, she's been walking around with an insert in one of her shoes or all of her shoes. I mean, she literally bought an insert for every single pair of shoes that she had. And walking around like that. In reality, what it was it was torquing her pelvis that was making her leg draw short. And so she didn't start having a lot of issues until she retired and started walking barefoot. And so now that she's walking around barefoot, she's so conditioned to having that lift that her pelvis and SI joints are just all locked up.
Oh, like man, crazy.
Yeah. So it's amazing how the body can kind of, how little thing here, there will show things different other places. They actually move just a little bit, just pushing on you there.
No.
So kind of, I'm just kind of feeling up through the spine to feel if there's any kind of tight, tense areas.
I imagine all of it is.
Yeah. So through this thoracic area right here, I want you to take a deep breath in and blow it all the way out.
Oh, God! Oh, God.
All right, take a few breaths.
Okay. Oh, shit. Well, that was the pop we was looking for. The first spot.
All right. So we got one more here, a little bit higher up. Take a deep breath in and blow it all the way out. You tight.
Oh!
There we go. Hollering worse than Gracie.
It hurts.
Oh my God. Listen to it.
It feels good though. It's like the second you do it though, there's relief.
Yeah.
Like the second there's relief.
All right. We're going to get this left tip. So go this left side up, face me.
Okay.
Here.
Like
this. Yep, just like that. All right. So we're going to bend your top leg.
Okay.
Straighten your bottom leg.
Okay.
Slide to the end.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to take a deep breath in and blow it all the way out. Let that low back relax and roll.
Good. Oh.
That wasn't a big pop, but it did move. Onto your back, face up.
Okay.
All right. Let's get this other side up.
Okay.
Bend that top leg, straighten that bottom leg.
Okay.
Slide too deep. I'm gonna slide this way.
All right.
Roll over there.
Okay.
Deep breath in and blow it all the way out. Oh, breathe now. Onto your back, face up.
Okay. Oh.
Right.
Whoa.
Now we're gonna check your neck out.
Oh boy.
Yep. So kind of feel down the sides of the neck and kind of feel muscles knotted up. Tender right there.
A little bit.
Yeah. Right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let that shoulder drop.
Oh!
Well, you can tell it's been a little while since you've seen me.
I know. I think it's been like 2 months.
Yeah. Ooh, right there, too. Here we go.
Oh! Oh, my God. Gracie, can you hear that?
No, I mean, kinda.
Oh.
I'm going to do a little traction here, too. Relax. Let me hold it. Just let the muscles relax.
Oh.
All right, flip back over face down.
Okay.
That's got you balanced out there now. Man, yeah, that pelvis is a lot looser through there now.
You can feel it how much looser it is.
Yeah. You can tell you carry a lot of tension kind of right through this mid-thoracic area.
That's what happens when you hate everyone. And you own your own business and you're stressed all the time.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
No.
All right, that's got you. You're good.
Oh. What? Man, you can tell such a difference. We're going to pause.
I want to thank Dr. Dustin Smith. Y'all go check my dude out. We kind of forgot to say bye before he got out of here, but we got the bullshit, and he even popped Gracie's mom's back. And it was cool. It was cool. Dustin is my guy. He's going to be the only dude I ever trust to check my back out. So y'all look him up. He gave you all the information and everything earlier. And I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the show, dude. You guys are fucking awesome. This Saturday, October the 1st. Let me make sure that's right first. October the 1st. We're going to be having our two-year anniversary party here at Raising Grace Studios. And you guys are the reason why I've had success in the past 2 years. If y'all don't know, I was fired from country radio. I had to make a decision to move away from my daughter and take a job in Atlanta or Savannah. And I decided against that, and I decided to go on my own. And, dude, it's been the best. It's been the best 2 years ever. So thank each and every one of y'all for that, because I'm not shit without y'all. That being said, this Saturday, y'all come to Raising Grace Studios. Hang out with us. Have a good time with us. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some food. We're going to have some drinking games. There's some people from TikTok and social media coming to hang out with us. It's just going to be an all-around good time. And each and every one of you guys are invited. So y'all come out. Hit me up on Instagram or Snapchat at JLTerry87. I'll give you some more info on this weekend. And just thank y'all. Thank y'all. You guys are awesome. And y'all go check out my dude, my chiropractor, my friend, Dr. Dustin Smith. Y'all have a good day, and thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast.